my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
Live a clean life. Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
You ever seen how fast a snake can eat an egg? You look away for 1 second and they'll have an egg in their body.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
They're designed to eat eggs.
What are you talking about?
Snakes.
Oh, dude. I bet a snake loves nothing more than to eat an egg whole, raw.
I bet it digests so easily for them, too.
I bet it feels good when the shell finally breaks and they get that egg gooiness all up in their shit.
It probably fucking just dissolves. It all just dissolves. Because if it break, it might stick it, like... I guess it really wouldn't cut into him or anything. You never know.
What if, I mean... Well, dude, what if you just, like, stepped on the snake while the egg was inside of it and you just, like, broke the egg a little bit?
It may be hard for them to,
You think they prefer to eat a whole egg?
Oh, yeah.
You talk like you really know.
Well, if I was a snake, I wouldn't go around licking eggs with my stupid little tongue.
I wouldn't fuck around like
licking
that.
Licking them up? No, you just go on to the next egg.
This is Radio Hate, and the topic is, right now, it's whether snakes enjoy eating eggs whole. And we seem to think that they do.
That's right.
That it would be satisfying. But the real topic for tonight's episode is, what is it? Who will be the Anonymous's next leader?
Oh, Jesus.
Because we've lost Christopher Nemelka.
We've lost Barrett Brown. We've lost...
Commander X.
No, we haven't lost... Have we lost Commander X today?
Well, he's out and about. He has me blocked.
He can... No, he's not. He's still in the running, I think.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's the current leader. Yeah, but that, I mean... You might as well be without leadership in this case, right?
Best symbolic behind the scenes, not really taking any part.
He's like the Dalai Lama at this point.
Well, there's the guy Mark Lubbers. You ever heard of him?
No.
He's just a majorly active Twitter account associated with Anonymous. He does his podcasts.
Mark.
And you listen to him, and they all sound like a bunch of cops and military guys who are just discussing security.
Right. There is a lot of that language built into Anonymous and the whole thing. That's why it always kind of seemed like an of the government kind of honeypot, right?
Well, certainly QAnon is the new leader of Anonymous, right?
And the old leader.
I don't know about that.
Is he an old man?
Well, God only knows. I assume he's a 16-year-old kid.
No. He isn't that young.
I mean, it doesn't sound like he's old when you read it.
If you read what?
You ever read those QAnon dispatches? They're like pseudo telegrams.
Oh, for some reason I thought we were talking about Commander X.
No, Commander X isn't QAnon.
You were talking about QAnon, and I was talking about Commander X. You remember that show that we did?
Tell me more about Commander X.
Commander X, I thought he was like an old man.
That's for sure, yeah. He's definitely a real old man.
Dude, I had to eat this taco. I'm fucking dying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been hearing about this taco for the past 2 hours.
And I finally ate it. That's how hard I've been working.
You're one of those workaholics.
Norm MacDonald said he can identify with workaholics because he too was hopelessly addicted to workahol. But,
did he really say that?
Yeah.
I thought I came up with that workahol thing myself.
That's pretty good though. Workahol.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Don't let the fake news media decide your leader, Kilgore. You wouldn't do that.
How do they do that?
I mean, well, look. If you really want to get into it. But we'll get into that later. On tonight's show, we're going to interview anonymous leader candidates, and this is a call-in show. We're going to have motherfuckers calling in.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Guest call-in line. First-time callers, USA East of the Rockies, 917-675-4836. Give us a call. Tonight's topic, who should lead Anonymous? We're open to suggestions. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Leeple Jerker Incorporated, who never did nothing bad to nobody, as far as we know. They had their hand in Anonymous at one time, didn't they? They were picking and a plucking at them cherry stems, trying to get them some. They got a lot of Bitcoin out of the deal. We'll find out what happens with these leaders, dude. But here's where we are right now. Anonymous is without leadership because Christopher Nomelka earlier this year denounced Anonymous. And he had some ugly things to say about him. Do you remember when he had denounced Anonymous back in June?
He said they're just trying to increase their own value.
And he said that they play the game.
Yeah. And he is above the game. Hey, you want to hear something else I just read right now?
What?
This rapper Little Chan went to the hospital today.
His name is Little Chan?
Little Chan.
That's hilarious, dude.
You don't even know. He said, I'm getting ready to pack for this tour. I just want to let everyone know I was in the hospital. Not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos, and I guess it ripped something in my stomach open, so I puked a little blood. I just want to let everyone know I'm good, healthier than I've ever been, and ready to kick off my tour. So do you think he really went to the hospital? Or is this just publicity stunt?
He probably had an ulcer, right? And he's just trying to be funny about it.
Yeah, he ate too many Cheetos.
Yeah. I mean, he probably puked blood because he's so stressed out being Lil Chan. What's his name? Lil Chan.
Yeah. Lil Chan.
If he was like a normal Chan or a medium, large Chan.
Social media rappers, you know?
Yeah, dude, there's a bunch of them. And there's also SoundCloud rappers.
They've always got tattoos on their face and all over their body.
They're the ugliest fucking people I've ever seen. I saw one of these guys robbing a guy. He looked like a fucking Instagram rapper. And his ugly ass friends, these are kids. Like, you know, no older than Ham Sturman. But they're like, yo, man, you trying to fight and shit? And they look like old men. And their faces were all marked up. But they're kids, and they were robbing this guy. Because Instagram rapping, I guess it doesn't pay off.
And you get shot because these kids, they think they have to, like, go out and insult gangs to, you know, get views on social media.
They're really badass.
And then you remember that guy got shot. What was his name?
Lil Peep.
Chronicle story. Yeah, Lil Bo Peep got shot just because he was insulting the Bloods or something on his
was
in
that
one
why?
Of his tracks. He dissed them. Yeah.
Dude, they were not impressed with that diss track. Oh my god. They fucking shot him over it. Well, that's the kind of leadership that we're looking for on tonight's episode of Hate Radio. Give us a call. We need somebody who's not afraid to bring Instagram and carry that out into a reality. Someone like Lil Peep, or I don't think it was Lil Peep who died. I think he was the one that, like, I used the wrong picture or something. Let's get it right.
I'm gonna say we'll call in now to talk to QAnon.
That's good. And if they call in, you be QAnon.
Yeah, okay. What's their number?
917-675-4836. Call in and talk to QAnon. He'll give you the what's what. And if you ever call and we're not doing a show, I'll still answer the phone. But you might not like what you hear. It says here, who was the guy that fucking... That was a story from July. That's an old story, man. It's an old fucking story. Do we have an archive? Or is that, like, disabled? I don't think we even have an archive.
You gotta search it on Google.
We don't have... Our search page doesn't even work. It's not a real page.
Damn, dude. Why is this so broken?
It's not, it's, oh no, it's, you gotta search through the fact checker. Let's see, what's his name? Lil Peep? We'll see who comes up. Yeah, nothing found. It wasn't Lil Peep. It was Lil something, though.
I was just typing Lil.
It doesn't find
type
anything.
Lil, comes straight up, Galileo.
Oh, that was
Illuminati.
No, that's
Lil
2015.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne died when he was 29.
I don't think he was Lil anything though.
Nah, might not have been. He was shot in his car though, in front of a. We said it was in front of a vape store. So if you type vape, you might find something. Speaking of vape, Extentacion.
That's it. Lil at Temptation.
And we said that he was he faked his own death.
Well, he kind of killed himself with a bad diss track.
Yeah.
He's probably like, I don't care, I wanna die.
Now
he was in the recording studio and the producer was like, are you sure you wanna insult the Bloods? And he's like, yeah, it's a good trend. I want to die too.
Yeah, if it was produced, the guy probably was like, "Oh shit, this is gonna blow up, son!" And he was all like excited, like not correcting him at all.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but so, dude, any word on whether we're gonna hear from Raleigh Theodore Sakers tonight?
No, we're not going to hear from him tonight. Okay. I don't think we're going to hear from anybody tonight.
I don't think we're going to hear from Raleigh for quite a while, based on the stories I've heard.
And he took his tongue out.
Who is the leader of Anonymous?
That's all I heard.
Really? Look, man.
Oh, that's a good question. We can keep going with that. You know, it's no longer... Jamie Jo Corn's day is long gone.
She tried for leadership.
Who else? She tried. She was one of the... I mean, she had her moment. Pressstorm was a... She called it neutral ground, right? We're not on any side.
This is where the ones can talk to the others. But, no, Chris, when he tried to use Christopher Nemelka, leader of the Humanity Party, and the guy that was supposed to be fucking Joseph Smith reincarnated. Cult leader Krishnamurti tried to use Anonymous.
Now listen, he wasn't reincarnated Hiram or Joseph Smith. He just had their memories implanted, and it's basically the same thing except with science fiction.
That was a result of him accepting the stones, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Urim and Thummim.
All right, so here we go.
There are two stones that are the cell phone to God. I mean, advanced humans.
We're about to...
You got a call?
No, man. No call just yet.
But Twitter's popping right now. And I'm just real excited about this fucking... this show that we have coming up, because I think it's about to get real. And when I say it's about to get real, I mean this is probably going to be a moment that that defines our careers as a comedy science fiction writers on Internet Chronicle, because after this episode there's going to be a vote where first the public is allowed to nominate the next leader of Anonymous, nominate their candidates for the next leader of Anonymous, and then there'll be a final vote the following week where we vote in a leader of Anonymous. And
now, who are we going to... Is there going to be an electoral system where, like, we have PayPal people, you know, the PayPal people, like, we vote for them to represent us?
I would like to do something like that, where we send a representative that's going to vote for one or the other, and we can reduce it down to just a binary one or a zero, and then beyond that, just one person in complete and total control forever. But we're just going to do a Twitter poll, and that'll be how people decide. I think that's fair.
I think who are you going to vote for?
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet, because I haven't talked to all of the candidates. So we're waiting for people to call in, and we're going to see what's popping in the world of Anonymous. And they're going to, you know, they're gonna blow our minds with a little truth. I mean, it's going to pry open our third eyes, like Bill Hicks used to say. And that's going to be difficult to grapple with, on top of trying to decide who's going to lead the Anonymous Hacker Collective, obviously, into victory. But how are we going to get there? This is what this episode is all about. And we're going to have to face some uncomfortable truths about ourselves. We're all open to scrutiny here.
No, I don't like where this is going.
I'm fucking over this shit.
Is this a bad trip? This some kind of bad trip here where we're going to just, like, go down that hole?
This is a shitty year in news and politics. Like, even when I go to write the date on these episodes, I'm writing 2019 on stuff. Like, I just want this year to be fucking over. It's such a shitty year.
You know, it's 20. We're supposed to be on Mars and, like, at peace with the galactic alien, you know, nations.
We're just dicking around.
Planetary alliance. Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that there's an alien menace that has hijacked the internet across the world.
I'm fucking over it. I'm ready for the aliens.
You ever watch the one of these?
The Ancient Aliens?
Aliens.
I watch it.
That's me. The Ancient Aliens didn't happen.
No.
The aliens see ancient people, and they don't even raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, they're no different.
That's like you're walking down the street, and you see a a fucking what do you call it? Just some rat or something. Just something that draws no attention. What are the flying rats? The pigeons?
Yeah.
See a pigeon. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
You just keep on going. Yeah. You don't go in and mess with them. Why would you? But when they start popping off a nuke, you've got all your little sensors are going off, and you're like, oh, let's look over there.
Yeah, check that out.
You come in and you investigate. And you may, and that's when they'll be like, do they have internet yet? And then they'll be watching us to see once we get the internet going. And that's the moment when they set up basically their invasion. Because they, I think the biological attack is too much effort, is too dangerous, too much damage. That's not how you enslave or capture or subjugate a planet. How you do it is through, you know, diplomacy, right? And they get inside of the computers, and the aliens just they start fucking with the planets and try to destabilize it.
And this is why
make them nuke themselves.
This is why aliens controlling the internet. This is why anonymous activists are more important than ever right now, and why leadership is so critical to the movement. And,
nobody's going to do anything about it. The government just covers it up.
After this episode, there's going to be a leader
suspect it.
Proposed for the anonymous.
Did you know what the aliens can do? Do you want to know what they can do?
They can't beat
anonymous.
They've
got quantum computers. They can look through all of our encryption like it's as transparent as air.
They can just fan through it like it's a fucking Bible.
They can just fan every little computer in the world. They can totally control at root level.
Let me just see that computer. What's that computer doing?
Any encrypted communications, they can look right through it. Just decrypt it instantly. And that is how they take over planets. They wait for the little nukes to go off, and then they show up and they use these techniques they've developed on other planets to disrupt their computer networks and the social fabric and everything.
I'm sorry, QAnon, but Trump personally decided to delay and redact the documents. Is Trump a mere simulacrum puppet of the deep state? I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
I got excited by one of your tweets. That was so fucking shitty.
QAnon gets it wrong, man.
Look, if we send QAnon to bargain with the aliens for some kind of access to their technology.
He is the aliens. He is the aliens.
This is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the tentacle rape monster that is depicted in so much important science fiction work from Japan.
And it's really just an algorithm that's there to disrupt.
You're putting words in my mouth.
Holy shit.
No, I'm just kidding. This is serious, though.
Words.
So how do we grapple, then, with QAnon? And this is a question that whoever the fuck calls in will have to answer.
You don't. And...
Damn, dude, really, you got the answers. You should be the fucking leader. We should promote you as the leader of Anonymous.
That's a whole brand new idea. Never tried before.
With these ideas, man, like that you know so much about QAnon, you could bring us closer than ever. Than we ever realized, really.
And then what?
And then you take down the government.
The aliens, you mean. The government. If you take down the government, you're just doing the alien bidding. That's what they're trying to do, is pit everybody against each other and against unity in general.
What are they trying to get out of us?
Well,
Are they shaping us to farm us or something?
Oh, well, no. It's just exactly what the Spanish conquistadors did when they landed in the Caribbean. They got their beachhead and conquered this one little area. And in this case, it's cyberspace. They have total technological superiority in cyberspace. Just beyond anything. There is no security that can defeat them. And it's just impossible. And
are you scared?
No. No, no, no.
I'm not scared either.
But shit's about to get real. It's what the conquistadors did is they were only 500 men and they landed in Mexico, right? And we're told often in school as a, you know, the big myth of they had horses, armor, and muskets. Well, how is 500 men going to capture a city of millions like that? Even then, it doesn't happen. How they do it is they deploy good old European Machiavellian style of political science, I guess you could say, or statecraft, you could say. Diplomacy, what you could call it. They find everyone who hates the Mayans, the Aztecs, and
what does he do to them?
Well,
does he abuse them?
They get a bunch of allies, and they go in there, and they lead basically an army of people that they pick up along the way to defeat the biggest city in the New World. Biggest empire. An empire of millions. That's 500 men.
I don't like where this is going.
It's 500 men. The aliens, they can do it with one guy. One dude with one of their computers and a lot of time on his hand, parked out in space a couple hundred miles away, cloaked or whatever.
He's just dicking around out there?
He's got a little drone that he can send down to collect extra information, but mostly he just works on the internet nowadays.
Just fucking around on the internet like the rest of us.
Yeah, mostly, well, when he does send drones down, it's to check out the fighter jets, the nuclear missiles, just to see how they're advancing.
Oh, you know who really likes advancing? Is this guy Christopher Nemelka. And while he was a good leader of Anonymous, the reasons he had to let him go were a great many. And you know, we miss him and we love him and we wish him the best.
I don't think he's coming back to Anonymous though.
He cut him loose.
He even cut Manuel loose.
Here's what he said. He publishes through Memwow. He addressed, you know, he denounced Anonymous through Memwow on his YouTube. Here it is.
Oh, really?
When we launched the Humanity Party, and what we tried to do, of course, is protect the identity of certain individuals, and me being one of them, because I'm the only known public figure that represents the Humanity Party. Now, I don't want to call them crazy people. I want to call them concerned people. Concerned that we were trying to hijack the Anonymous name and the Anonymous icon to do something subversive. There's people out there that thinks that the Illuminati, which does not exist in any way, shape, or form, was behind our movement. That Donald Trump... Didn't we hear that someone had said that Donald Trump was behind this movement?
He's using a picture from your story.
No,
really,
folks. The whole idea is that there are some very smart and intelligent anonymous people out there who at one time thought that hacking into the websites of governments and people who they wanted to send a message to was useful. It's never been useful. It never works and it never will. So there's a lot of people out there, though, that associate the anonymous icon, the anonymous mask, with social change. That's what we did. We simply, a few anons, including myself, got together and decided that the only thing that we could do to create social change was to do it legally and peacefully without threatening anyone and come up with the solutions, the social solutions that the world needs. And guess what these prideful, egomaniac anons did out there who have their own websites. Folks in the world, think about this for a minute. Think about these any website out there that uses the anonymous icon. Anon News or Anonymous, We Are Legion, or whatever these guys are. If you really, really wanted to see who's behind those things, find the actual human being who's behind those movements, who's behind those websites, who produces those things. Because what you'll find are not, you'll find human beings that have no desire to make any change in the world. They just like it that they have thousands of followers that watch their stuff. And that they think that they can breed some sort of a fear into other people to get them to change. Never works, never has, and it never will.
Meanwhile, isn't that what he was trying to use Anonymous for? Was that capability of, like, creating fear?
You know, that's the problem. That's the problem that we ran into. And they have deceived all of their followers out there. They've deceived the people that watch their videos, that visit their websites. And what they did was they presented me, little old me, as the culprit behind this. Some called me what? An anti-Mormon, anti-Christ, or a Mormon? I'm not anti-Christ. I'm not a Mormon. I have nothing to do with religion. Yes, my personal story.
Yes, my personal story
is quite eccentric.
eccentric, you could call it. Oh my God, Chris.
This video is too good. We're going to have to get some clips out of that.
It's 42 minutes.
Yeah, dude. I didn't know he did this. Did you just find this just now?
I found it today while I was looking for good candidates to lead Anonymous.
Well, I think he makes a pretty good point here.
This is our man.
He goes through everything that happened with him and Anonymous.
Christopher, if you're listening to this right now, come back to Anonymous. They need you now more than ever before. What have you done? What the fuck have you done?
Oh, what we got? Oh, that just me? Oh, sorry.
This is how he makes his videos. He's like, what's that? Whose beeper was that?
A little echo. We're gonna pop our production team's still trying to set all this up for the debates.
So the debates he's referring to is not tonight's episode of Radio Hate. This was from June. Tonight, Chris has to come back and, return to Anonymous as its rightful leader. Do you think...
I don't think it'll happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
I wish so bad that we had this guy's phone number and that we could call him whenever we wanted. Wouldn't that be fun?
No, I don't want to talk to him like
that. That'd be so fucking fun.
He has his own show. I've called into his show and talked to him when he was doing the Anonymous voice.
I remember that. I was there.
That's fun. I don't need to, like, stalk him when I'm at his home or anything.
No, nothing like that. Yeah, but we gotta fuck with him a little bit.
No. But, I mean, there are plenty of people out there probably doing that. I don't want to, he can...
You don't want to be one more?
Who's the guy? Hal Turner, right?
Oh, yeah, Hal Turner really got it bad.
Yeah.
He deserved it. He went on down to the river. And what did he do? He prayed. He prayed for death. But this is crazy. Let's see who's called. I've got some kind of notification on Skype. Maybe someone called and like I didn't notice it. It's really difficult to use.
Yeah, nobody's calling in for this QAnon stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad they're not because I don't feel too good. Old Haystack is a little under the weather. And to have to talk to a bunch of fucking crazy people on the internet would actually not be very fun right now. I thought I was going to have to go for a big pair of scissors today when a dude was going crazy in front of me. He was clearly on drugs.
What was he doing?
He was being violent.
Tell me this story.
This guy was like, I caught him going through some shit that he's not supposed to be going through. And then he was so startled when I caught him that he fell on the floor because he's all fucked up. And then I was like, yeah, it's time to go, man. It's time to go. And he got this wild look in his eyes. And he starts like yelling about lesbians or something. And like he's like, I hate lesbians, fucking dykes. Like he's going nuts. And but he's got this Jesus. Look in his eyes, right? Like I didn't get close to
fuck,
him.
Man?
Yeah.
Dude, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. And he wouldn't leave. And so there's this standoff, right, where he's going the wrong direction, and I have to say, you're going the wrong way, dude. The door is this way. And he goes the other way. But he was, like, charging his phone there, too. And there was, like, some plastic bag on the ground. I mean, the guy was so fucked up. I was actually attacked by a woman on heroin under a similar circumstance. Yeah. I told her that she's way too fucked up to be in there. She's got to go. She was like, I spent a lot of money here. I'd never seen her. And I said, yeah, never seen you. And no, you don't. You don't anymore. You gotta go. You're all fucked up. You gotta leave. She was doing the little dance, like, where she doesn't want to fall down. So she's, like, gyrating her hips and shit. Her shoulders are still, but her fucking waist is moving around 180 degrees, just fucking trying not to fall down.
Real bunch of freaks out there.
Yeah. Got to see robbery, fucking people all fucked up. It's wild. Wild and crazy. I think it's going to get worse when they turn off the train to Manhattan. Because I think it's going to be like a different element chilling down there by the water.
Why are they getting rid of the train?
Because Hurricane Sandy fucked up the tunnel. And the tunnel, if they don't fix it, would one day rupture, kill a bunch of people on the train.
They gotta shut it down. Hurricane Sandy, that was years ago, though.
Yeah. And they're about to shut it down in just
they've been
a few
letting
months.
It just, they've been letting it just dangle over everybody's head like a sword.
Yeah, and everybody's lording it over everyone else in different ways, like landlords and stuff. And they're
and
using
Chris Christie is like shutting it down just for personal hatred of individuals.
I'll shut your fucking bridge down, you know? That's how much I hate you.
Yeah, you're gonna be late. That's my power as mayor.
you're gonna be late, kid. That's how much I hate you. You're gonna be late. People are dying in ambulances on the bridge.
That would be crazy if, like, some guy got a meeting with the mayor. Okay, this would be a story, right? And some guy's, like, in a meeting with the mayor. And he's wormed his way into this meeting somehow. And he's just like, listen, I got this butthole on the front end of my driveway in my car. I've gone through 3 suspensions just this year. And I keep repairing it. There's nothing I can do to avoid it. You got to fix it, bud. He's like, now listen.
Oh, God. Here it comes.
This city ain't yours. This city ain't for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's what he's saying.
And you better You better go park your car or something and get a bus ride home.
Jeez, dude.
Because he presses a button on and he says, "I know I must shut down the highway. We got another one in here, a brat."
But
and he shuts down the guy's road home.
Wait, you know, there you go. Just throwing
like
the power
what
around.
I do.
Lording it over people. Throw your power this and this way and that. That's good, man.
Yeah,
that's good
get
fun.
A motel room.
Get a motel room, kid. Park your car. Take a bus home.
Shut the highway down for the next 12 hours.
But as it happens, the Internet Chronicle is propping up a candidate for anonymous leadership.
Oh, shit.
It just so happens that there is a shadow candidate. That he's so anonymous that I shouldn't have referred to him as he just now. But, you know, so that cuts it in half. It's not a woman. But this character that is anonymous, he's got a hell of a platform, Bill. Would you like to hear about it?
Yeah.
He's from Texas. And right away, I mean, this is not a promotion or anything, but I'm just telling you about him. But he's the kind of guy that has ways of thanking the entire internet for voting for him, if you know what I'm saying. And he says he will not let anybody down. And
I don't know who you're talking about. Dr. Troubadour?
Neither do I. No, it's not Dr. Troubs. It's not Raleigh T. Sakers. It's not affiliated with anything. This is anonymous we're talking about. Anonymous is like the fucking independent party, right? It's, sure,
it's
anonymous.
It's independent of even politics.
But
too
it's
good.
Still it's still
Voting
controlled.
Off,
by...
It's like the... yeah, holy shit, nasty. Ebola outbreak, guys. We gotta listen. Stay inside. Put the duct tape on the doors right now. There's an outbreak of Ebola in the Congo.
Dude, this is
it's
serious.
Be the one.
Bill, this is we're trying to have a serious radio show here. Why do you have to bring up Ebola?
We've had a record wet and hot summer, and Ebola can go transatlantic.
Were they eating those little fruit bats again off the ground, the dead ones? They're not supposed to do that.
No, that's not how they get it. No. They got it. This time it came from a...
from a monkey in a lab.
Came from China.
Look, we don't have time for this. Okay, this is... how did it come from China? Where did it end up? In the Congo? It came from China to the Congo?
Well, they engineered it this time.
That's what it sounds like. They're releasing it on the Congolese people. That's not funny.
Violent clashes are taking place. 18 people dead because they are lashing back at the health care people because they think they caused the Ebola.
My God. And this is why Anonymous is so important today. And this shadow candidate provided a list to us anonymously of things that he's for and things that he is either against or hunting to kill, which I thought was... So right off the bat, this guy's serious, right?
Yeah.
But here... Do you want to start with the things that this person is for or the things that he's against?
Who is this person? He's anonymous. We can't know his name.
Well,
we just know his ideas.
Would he be anonymous if you knew who he was?
Yeah, well, you made a good point there.
That's why I'm not anonymous. Sweetheart. But here's some things. We haven't even talked about Barrett Brown. The actual...
I thought that's who you might have been talking about.
Former leader of Anonymous, but... We'll talk about him later. This is the shadow candidate, and you don't know who I'm talking about. I'll tell you that right now. You don't know him. but you're about to learn about him. So here's some things that he says he's for. Banning of the health care reform bill. He must have written this before health care was reformed again. He's for the death panels. He says the death panels, I hope, will still be on the table. World War II memorabilia. Waxing my car, it's a restored Hudson. Okay, let's...
This is the kind of things Anonymous is up to nowadays.
Well, hold on.
It's kind of bullshit.
There's more there.
I thought
we'll
there was a big revolution underway.
This is...
Big resistance.
Well, let's get to the resistance and the violence. Here's some things that he's against or willing to kill. Starts with Martha Stewart. Other inside traitors, I guess like Martha Stewart. Bill Clinton going over to his friend. This was written years ago.
Yeah, he's talking about Bill Clinton.
Communists. He's against people who are too anti-communist. Well, he would be against you because listen to how anti-communist you sound. You know who else he's against? He's against people who ain't Americans. He's against foreigners or just plain old outsiders that ain't from here.
But that's the same thing. Outsiders. I don't like them city folk coming up in my holler. I'll shoot them with a long rifle. It's my survival at stake out here.
He's against marijuana, but he's for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. And dogfighting. He's for dogfighting.
Dogfighting?
But, I don't think he sees people... I think he sees people as things. So what does he see animals as?
He sees animals as... I don't know.
Less, right? I think...
Even no more.
Well, look.
He probably is like that guy in the story who's like petting the kitty while he's just numb and able to do human things.
What story is that?
Oh, some Kurt Vonnegut. I forget the name.
It sounds like a nice story. It'd be cool if you could remember the name of that story.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
But I think this person, this anonymous person, must be some kind of like professional dog fighter by trade, because who else would be pro dog fighting? So he's probably into pit bulls, or like he probably fights pit bulls because they're like the strongest dog. He's like that famous football player. And he sounds a little racist too, or just plain xenophobic.
Who is this? I don't like this guy. I'm not voting for him. I mean, I was decided on him just minutes ago. He's a no-go. I don't want anything to do with him. For the first few things you said, I was done with him. Going on and on.
Like, just because he's like one of the worst candidates we've ever heard of doesn't mean that we can't still prop him up here at the Chronicle.
how about the next candidate though?
I mean, what you think this is funny?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I want a guy. I need a candidate who's gonna stand up and walk back and forth across the stage and have great poise and give a good routine and make me laugh.
And a little feedback,
that's
too. Kinda, a little back and forth.
Maybe, yeah, a little bit. I mean...
Some call and response.
Yeah, there's always hecklers and stuff like that. Yeah, how about you guys? Yeah, I'm feeling great, too.
But really, we appreciate your phone calls and your emails and your e-cards and your... chain mail and your spam. We appreciate all that.
You know what you can do is you can edit this to make it seem like Nomelka called us and was saying that stuff about Anonymous at our
request. And that's what we're doing. We're giving you behind the scenes.
He's He's here with us in the studio. We can just say, Chris, what do you think about that?
That this is no Illuminati group.
This actually is an Illuminati, Chris, so get out of here.
What a fucking asshole, dude. He's going to come in here and tell us how you really feel, Chris.
Human beings, credible people.
That's right.
Know how to solve problems. Oh, thanks. Study them for long enough that they know the solutions to the social problems.
See, now he's talking our language. He's talking about Dr. Troubadour, the lead researcher at the problems facility at Liebeltraeger Laboratory.
I'm glad someone finally called in. Jesus.
Chris, what do you think about Dr. Troubadour and his important work with the Humanity Party?
Every single time they've hacked into a website, a government's website, or a...
He doesn't
have
it together.
That's not true. We don't do that. That's totally untrue, Chris. Get out of here with that bullshit.
He wasn't supposed to talk about that.
But Chris, what's next for the Humanity Party? I mean, it seems like it's really gone downhill, and it's not gonna ever fucking work.
Have the mask on to put it on to try to create fear in other people, and to demand social change.
Yeah, that's why he wears the mask.
Jesus, Chris. I mean, it didn't work last time. You tried it once. Why are you going to try it again? I don't think this is something new. You're just going backwards now. Can't you, like, come up with something new?
These videos about me personally, about other things, that are full of lies and deceptions and misconceptions about what we're all about. Okay, of course, someone had to be behind... let's just talk about the little anonymous character. The voice of Anonymous that we want to present. You guys remember this? You guys remember this? This mask and the gloves? Someone had to put this mask on, and it wasn't always me. And the gloves, you remember the gloves that we put on? Of course, you know, I could put them on now. I could put the mask on. I could put the gloves on. I could put the whole
outfit on. Oh, my God, he's
doing
it.
On. Okay, what
really?
Were we trying
he's
to accomplish with
it.
That? Were we some Illuminati? Look at this. Let me show you guys something.
They're showing it. They're showing this.
Let's get it so you can see. Let me show you this emblem that we created. We created this outfit to give you people something to believe in. Why? Because most of you out there, many of you Anons out there,
what do you mean, you
don't you like Comic-Con? Don't you like having a superhero to whom you could look to for some kind of a change? Okay, see this little emblem right here that we developed? What that is, behind the V, there's a circle there with an A.
Dude.
He goes all the way, doesn't he, with this latest video?
Yeah. Yeah, he really does. I have to download this before we even publish this.
Casey.
This, yeah, because...
You might believe it. It's too good.
Christopher Nemelka. The up-and-coming leader of Anonymous, like, I don't want to say who this candidate is that we're propping up, but...
It could be Hitler. Sounds like Hitler.
It could be, you know, so I'll say this much. This Anonymous, this Anon, is not afraid to wear the mask. I don't know what that means to you when you hear that, but to me it means a leader. And Christopher Nemelka was a leader. And this new character has leadership qualities that only Christopher Nemelka had. That being said, Dr. Angstrom T. Mann has issued a health warning for all cookie dough products on store shelves from China during the week of August 28th through September 21st. He says... these contain the Ebola virus. So, look out for that Liebeltraeger cookie dough product. And it starts with, like, a laughing bug. It's, like, a condition when the person affected laughs uncontrollably at stuff that's not even really that funny. Like this episode of this show right now.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, new episodes of The Simpsons. Or, like, you know. Man, he's a health expert, isn't he? He fucking knows it. He's always there with the tips and with the advice and with the something you might want to watch out for. I mean, I never felt safer than when Dr. Troubadour is giving me medical advice. But yeah, this new leader, I don't know. I don't know, man. We'll find out, right?
I don't want to hear about him anymore. He's this guy who isn't in the milk. I don't care about him.
He won't let you down. Okay, but yeah.
Yeah, he already let me down the first minute I heard about him.
He's got a dark and sordid past. You could call it eccentric. But you know, I'd say this is silly. This is just silly. But really, how about somebody who's not afraid to look into your kids for a change? You know, I mean, that's leadership. And
didn't your non-news say that looking into kids is off limits?
They make the cyber rules. Is that how it
works?
Well,
they also. What else did they say that? I said something about time machine. A time machine. You think they have a time machine?
This goes to the alien stuff. That's probably the fuckery with the internet you're talking about.
No. Well, the time machine is a whole different thing.
The QAnon.
That's where they start splitting off timelines.
That's the thing about altering time, right? It's like you
would
only
be
altering.
Do you think that's what the aliens have done? That they've given us, they've gone back in our time, altered our timeline, and that this is now their timeline where they've dominated our world.
Why not?
They've used time travel like in Terminator.
I think if that's how it works, then you can have infinite stems, right? It's like which stem, you know, which infinity, mm-hmm. like a fractal. And then it doesn't really matter because they can create our own. They can have their fucking timeline.
We can go back in time.
It doesn't affect ours.
And take away their timeline, though.
You want to go back in time and take away their fucking timeline? What kind of a monster are you? Is this how you want to use the anonymous platform when you get a hold of it?
Well, they'll take away our timeline if we don't take away their timeline. Yeah, that's what I want to do with the time machine is go back to before the aliens got here, get to their base of operations, and put a trap.
Why do you need to be so aggressive?
Their ship will be destroyed. Their ship will be destroyed, and then we'll continue. It's not aggressive.
I'm against this from the very
beginning.
You don't need to do that because when a new
our timeline from aliens.
When you change the timeline, it creates a new timeline. Like that's and then you know the old timeline is allowed to exist and doesn't collapse and you know reality ends. It just creates a new.
That's what your. Well, that's what your non-news said.
It just creates a copy.
But I don't know if that's true. I think that it's like. One timeline, but you gotta fight for it with the aliens.
Oh, and we gotta go back and back, and it's just like a race to the beginning, and
finally you both get to the beginning, and you're just sitting there like, yeah, this is pretty stupid.
Like a couple of assholes.
And then the guys, and he's like, he's like, yeah, well, guess what? I just invented a machine to go back even farther, and he gets farther than you. And suddenly you just disappear and your whole species and race disappears right there.
He controls the one and you became zero.
He becomes the god. He becomes God and wipes you out. Yeah. And that's how that maybe that's the way the world was created. Is that in some future technological age we have a time machine and it's a race to get back in time to the beginning to set the laws of the physics in place. And so the universe is creating itself through time machines.
Why does it need machines? That's pretty badass, but why does it need machines?
Time machines?
Yeah.
Because how else do you go back and wipe out your enemies or whatever you'd fucking do?
That's pretty funny that you would reduce your entire timeline to a one and a zero in a fight against us versus the aliens, and then you get all the way down to bedrock, and you're like, no, fuck it, we're going even further back in time. We're going like outside this timeline. We're going to the end of the next one.
And you step in and you're like, oh, now I'm in my own. You end up as God at that point. And your timeline is just whatever you want. And it's just this universe of you torturing the aliens and dominating them. Just this horrible, horrible hell for them. Just creating a hell for them.
Enjoy your hellscape, you fucking aliens. We control your reality now. You try to get in our internet and fuck with our timelines? We went outside of the timeline. And,
you know who we ought to get on the show is Lionel Nation.
Who is that?
You ever seen Lionel Nation?
No, I don't like his name.
Lionel?
No, Nation.
Lionel.
Nation is a Native American name, isn't it?
No, that's just the name of his show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't like people that call their shit Nation, like Vape Nation.
That's who he is, though.
Lionel Nation. Well, let's get him on.
We'll get him on.
I don't like his name, but he's running for Anonymous. Is that the deal?
I'll send him a message.
He could use Anonymous.
He might want to run for Anonymous.
It could really boost the Lionel Nation brand.
He's very interested. He met with Donald Trump. He's very interested in QAnon.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Let's contact him right now. Is he on Twitter with his phone number hanging out?
You know, I don't think he hangs out on Twitter. But I'll look him up.
Lionel Nation.
Oh, yeah, look, there he is. I think, yeah. He doesn't use it too much. Lionel Media.
Yep, we're sick. Sweaty on Chronicle. Burgers. Dude, somebody poisoned us like fucking Pussy Riot. Don't let the fake news media decide you're a leader. On tonight's Chronicle.su Radio Hate, we dug very deep into the candidates for Anonymous. We talked about Barrett Brown at length. We discussed Lionel Nation. We talked about nothing about Dr. Engstrom Troubadour. He didn't even have tips. Or no, he did, didn't he? Troubadour had... What did he have? Whatever.
He had the damn truth.
Well, he brought the truth, but I can't remember... he says... let's see. Oh yeah, he had the health warning. The Ebola virus has reached the United States. The Chinese Ebola. Hashtag Chinese Ebola. And then we talked about Christopher Nemelka, who is definitely coming back. Dude.
Yeah, he's fired back. I can't believe we missed it. How about his journal? Have you hacked it yet?
Let me take a look.
You social engineered your way in. We sat around trying to figure out the most
Utah-sounding name.
And it came out as a porn star.
Yeah, we shouldn't say the name, just in case. But it did. It sounded filthy. We are checking on our access to Leader of Anonymous, Christopher Nemelka. His blog, his journal is locked. The only way to reach Nemelka is to pretend to be a beautiful woman from Utah and then he'll write a post thinking with his winky. He'll let you see it and then you promise him the pussy forever. Okay. currently typing a message to Christopher Nemelka. Loading. I don't think that I have it. I shouldn't build it up like this when I obviously don't have it. Yeah.
No. He's not gonna. He didn't fall for our.
No.
Our porn star tricks.
She's beautiful though. She's a beautiful lady. And whoever she really is in real life, thank you for letting me use you. That's what Chris likes to say at his events. Chris is a funny guy, man.
Circle with the A is basically the anarchist symbol. The V means victory over anarchy. These have nothing to do with Masonic symbolism or any kind of radical Illuminati anything. That's all it means, is that the Humanity Party and this particular character that we developed was all about giving the people some icon to believe in. Anarchy does not work, and it never has, and it never will, folks. It just simply will not work. It never has.
I like that he keeps, like, restating his positions.
And that's his thing, is just repeat and get you with the... just bog your time down.
Yeah, he does. He like, steals time. He knows.
If you've read his books, you'll see they might be copy-pasted from just enlarged parts.
He's just stealing your fucking... Because he repeats himself and he'll restate the same thing three different ways, all the while saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes you on to the next point. It's just some weird way to skew what apparently are rumors and attacks against his character that he's addressing here. Future leader of Anonymous.
Let me have his wig, too, so I can explain what that is.
Yeah, he's gonna
wear
the wig.
I'm gonna explain to you why the white wig was used, so that you understand that part of it.
He's defending this, dude. He's defending every fucking choice in this video. So in a way, he's owning it.
Yeah, one by one. Yeah. Well, he's just trying to cover up because it was such a bad thing. He's gotta like put a Band-Aid on it, right?
The board is not happy.
His family's not happy. Nobody's happy. It was like a dead end that he quickly pulled right out of.
He's always red. He's very red in this video. Like, it's like he never, like, took a breath and just said, okay, get over the embarrassment. It's like every embarrassment of his life has led him up to being this particular shade of red. And it's like he just got embarrassed, and it's like a permanent sunburn. He's like...
It finally caught up with him, yeah.
Yeah. Now he's just red all over. I mean, this guy looks like he's like as pink as a hot dog you just threw on the grill.
And a red hot, the kind that spicy kind.
Right. This fucking icon. This red glowing icon. Like I've got him pulled up on my screen right now, and I can tell that, like, by the color of my t-shirt, that his face is giving off a dominant red glow off my monitor. It's like louder than his bright jacket, which actually takes up more of the screen.
Now, did you see they put Cosby away?
He's in a prison?
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
Well, maybe not yet. He's sentenced to 3 to 10 years.
Oh, the injustice. So, that's enough time for him to die, right? Because you don't stay healthy in prison. You get ill.
This is where Bill Cosby is going to prison, and they have a picture of a prison.
That homeboy raping Jesus. People. You can't...
I think you... You know, I don't know. I guess he did.
I guess Vince
must have.
Vince Champ probably really looked up to him.
You know, the you saw the who was his face? Chappelle, he did the big Cosby bit.
It was very funny. I liked Dave Chappelle's material about Cosby.
Yeah, what's he get? It's not very funny anymore now. He's going to go to prison.
I'm glad.
It's funnier when if it was like he seemed like he could be innocent, maybe.
There was still a little tension, right? Like, is this guy going to pay for his crimes against...
It's really stacked up against him, yeah.
And it's weird because it's like he probably hadn't done it like in a long time because he got caught so much, maybe, you know? I don't know. And then
he's probably doing it right now. It's like one last time.
So just give me a hotel room in some town I don't give a fuck where and like drug somebody. I mean, that's all he has to do, really. But I
guess just get one last one in.
Yeah. I mean, he was so prolific. He was such a prolific rapist. But there was that other rapist, Vince Champ, the traveling comedian. That would rape chicks on the road. He would just play colleges or whatever and just go around raping the local women, and then he'd disappear because he was a traveling rogue comic. And people,
his tour schedule matched up with it, with all his DNA.
And right, yeah, and he was caught and went to prison.
I've never heard of this guy.
Vince Champ, I tried to find a video of him and I couldn't find one, but finally somebody uploaded one and sent it to me. And now I've lost the link.
Oh yes, here it's on YouTube. Stand up spotlight.
Vince Champ. Now that guy could run for anonymous, and he would pretty much have to be the only way he could win. No, that's anonymous is a good place for rapists and whatever. Because everybody, you're just like a brother, man. You're just speaking the truth, brother. Make a name for yourself on IRC. Become a name fag. You're not so anonymous anymore. And then it goes down that rabbit hole. And that's how you become leader of Anonymous. And we'll put up a poll, and you guys can vote for who you want to be the leader of Anonymous. You fucking animals.
I think that's a good one to end on. It's good info to end on for the night.
You fucking savages. Well, look, let's get one more word from Mr. Christopher Nemelka before we go out tonight. I just have one final question for... Yeah, I'm fucking over this shit, but... I don't want to say I was high earlier, but while I was taking a shower, I came to terms with my own death. Right, so I'm over it. But that Raleigh, dude, that Raleigh Sagers, having his characteristic freak out moments. I can't wait to talk to him, but let's just hear from Chris real quick. Chris, why were you stealing pens from Internet Chronicles office? Why were you stealing all those pens?
Yeah, fuck you, Chris. Fuck you.
For stealing our pens.
With the Constitution that exists, then of course...
They
can override that law and get rid of it.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Okay, your constitutional right to steal my pens. Get out of here, you goddamn idiot.
Well, it's the beginning of an answer. He almost had.
Fucking Chris Nemelka, dude. Who gives a shit about Chris Nemelka?
I'm so fucking over that guy.
United States of America. That is the most...
Fucking maniac, dude. Kilgore, thank you. It's just fucking... Nothing's working, dude. Nothing's fucking working. Tell the people good night.
No, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them, dude.
Fuck them.
Not tonight. Tonight, you can go fuck yourselves. You heard it straight from Kilgore. Fuck them. On Hate Radio, chronicle.su. This is the Internet Chronicle. Good night.
If I could save time in a bottle, if First thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through.